Good morning and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church here in Hoyleton. My name is Pastor Nate Wallenberg, and today we are gathered as brothers and sisters in Christ to say goodbye to our dear sister in Christ, Ferris Caston, beloved wife and mother and grandmother and great-grandmother and friend to so many in this community, a blessing to many who came across her in life. And today, of course, as we gather, we gather in hope and we gather in celebration of her life of faith, even as we mourn her earthly passing. Today for our funeral service, you'll be able to follow the service as printed in this purple-colored bulletin, but the one thing that is not there are the words to the hymns, and that you'll find in this burgundy-colored hymnal in front of you. And so as we begin today, our opening hymn is number 461, which is "I Know That My Redeemer Lives." The congregation may be seated.
Thank you.
Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Pharis was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." Our service continues now as we recite the 23rd Psalm together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Pharis and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's Word. Our Old Testament reading today comes from Psalm 46. Beginning at verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle is from St. Peter's first letter, chapter 5, beginning with verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. Our holy gospel reading today comes from the very first and the very last words of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount from Matthew chapter 5 and chapter 7. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority, and not as their scribes. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now, having heard God's word, we will join together in speaking the words of our Christian faith, same words that Ferris shared with us many times. And today we will do that using the Apostles' Creed, which is printed for you on the back flap of your hymnal. We confess together, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen." Congregation may be seated. At this time, we will now turn to hymn number 575, "My Hope is Built on Nothing Less."
Thank you.
To the family and friends of Ferris Caston, to all of you who are gathered here today to celebrate her long life of faith, as well as to mourn its earthly end, especially to you, Wilfred, Ferris's beloved husband of almost 74 years of marriage, and also to you, Steve and Jan, and all of the grandkids and great-grandkids. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The words of the refrain that we just sang once again, "On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand." Boy, if there are any words that could just perfectly describe the last several years of Ferris's earthly life and all that everyone experienced who was helping to take care of her, those words in that refrain are it. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. As many of you who are here know all too well, there was no shortage of sinking sand in the last several years. We think about everything that Ferris had to go through, physically and mentally, being moved from one facility to another, and in and out of hospitals, and just when it seemed like things were going to be stable for a little while, then something would pop up right out of left field, and there'd be new decisions to make and new problems to solve. It seems like sinking sand when you have somebody like Ferris, who is so physically strong her whole life, a hard-working farm wife and an athlete. All of a sudden, when a person like that doesn't have the ability or the strength to even be able to walk on their own, it seems like sinking sand. It seems like sinking sand when you think about how smart she was, right? And how quick-witted she was, and how really she was sharp as a tack, a teacher for a little while, but always a teacher at heart, always trying to teach a lesson to someone in the family. When you think about this fantastic sense of humor that she had. But then all of a sudden, we noticed a change, and there were things where all of a sudden she couldn't remember as much, and she would get confused. It seems like sinking sand when you have this long marriage to the love of her life, Whiffy, for almost 74 years. And then all of a sudden, after doing all these things together and building this whole life together, then for a couple of years there, they had to live in separate places. And even throughout the pandemic, you couldn't even visit one another for a while. We're so thankful that they were able to come back together in Carlisle here at the end and be near to one another just as they had been for all those years. We all know that sinking feeling. You know, that feeling when you're out and you're walking around somewhere and you take a step and all of a sudden the ground doesn't feel as solid as you thought it might be. You know, maybe you step on a patch of ice in the winter, or maybe you step into a mud puddle, or maybe you literally put your foot down on some sinking sand, and when your feet slip and you start to feel yourself fall down, obviously that's not a great feeling at all. And what does a person usually do? You might panic for a split second, but you're always kind of looking for something to grab onto, right? Something that can put you back on that solid ground. Because that's what we want to do, right? We want to stay feeling that rock-hard ground under our feet. We want to stay upright. We don't want to fall down flat on our faces. What a relief it can be if in that split second when you think you're going down, you got somebody right next to you who reaches out their hand and grabs you and catches you and puts you back up on your feet. That's something that we all learn even at a very young age. Somewhere in that transition between infancy and toddlerhood, you're learning to take your first steps and everything's kind of wobbly, but you know that if you got your mom or your dad right next to you and they hold your hand, you don't have anything to be afraid of, because they won't let you fall. And that's exactly why our dear sister Ferris, despite all of the patches of sinking sand that kept popping up all around her, here and there and everywhere, with every step she took in her walk of faith, especially as she was nearing the end of her earthly life. She didn't panic. She didn't fear. She didn't get discouraged and fall into despair and give up. She walked. Maybe not physically, but spiritually, she walked. She walked confidently because she knew the reality that all of us Christians are blessed to know too, which is that when a person belongs to Christ, he is the solid rock upon which we stand. And he is the one who promised to always be right next to her and keep her from falling down on her face. Even in a moment like this one, where it's tough for us to have to say goodbye to somebody that we love, someone who for many years has been a source of stability for many of us who are here. Even as we mourn Ferris's passing, we can face this day and every day with the same kind of certainty that Ferris had, knowing that we can stand. We can stand in the face of death. We can stand right here in front of this casket. We can stand and walk down that center aisle and walk down to the cemetery, and we can stand right in front of Ferris's graveside. And we know that when we do so, we're not standing on sinking sand, but we are standing upon the solid rock, which is Jesus Christ, our Savior and the Lord of life. Every single person who is baptized with water and the Word, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, has a promise from God that He will never leave them. He will never forsake them. We become a part of His kingdom. We become a part of His eternal family. And one of the blessings of that, besides that meaning that we always have somebody right next to us who can keep us from falling on our faces, but another blessing of that is that when we get to be part of God's family, it means we get to share in His family name. Names mean a lot. They always have to God's family. Names mean a whole lot when you are a child of God. We see it all throughout the Bible, in the Old Testament and the New Testament too. And then you consider someone who is named Ferris. And you know, it's amazing because I think it'd be pretty hard to find somebody whose name fit their personality better than Ferris Caston. And I don't know if her parents, Emmett and Gladys, raised her this way on purpose after they chose to name her Ferris. But you know, Ferris comes from the Latin root ferrum, which in English means iron. And that's, by the way, why a Ferris wheel is called a Ferris wheel. Because when the Ferris wheel was debuted at the Chicago World's Fair in 1893, it was made entirely out of cast iron. It's also why on the periodic table, iron symbol is Fe. I mean, come on, this is a Caston sermon. I had to include some science-y stuff. But Ferris being named Ferris makes her the Iron Woman. But it's not just because her name means iron. And it's not just because she had a personality of iron, or that she was physically strong like iron, or that as a professional golfer, she was able to swing an iron better than most people. All right, not a professional, an amateur. But still, the reason why Ferris is the Iron Woman is because of her ironclad faith in her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because of her belief in His ironclad promises to her, because the Son of God came and broke the iron bars of sin and death and took away and forgave all of her sins and ascended into heaven and prepared a place for her where she will never have her feet on sinking sand ever again. Her feet will never, ever slip. It's just like in the Old Testament reading that we just heard from Psalm 46. These words in Psalm 46 were the inspiration for Martin Luther's battle hymn of the Reformation, A Mighty Fortress, which we will get to sing in just a few minutes from now. But listen again to the way that Psalm 46 begins. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. That is the gospel that we need to hear today and every day. The good news that when it seems like everything is crumbling down all around us, we have absolutely nothing to be afraid of because nothing is as strong and as ironclad as the fortress that the Holy Spirit himself puts us in. Luther wrote in his hymn, "Though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, we tremble not. We fear no ill, they shall not overpower us." That's stanza three. Stanza four is even better. "And take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife, though these all be gone, our victory has been won. The kingdom ours remaineth." It's true. Jesus Christ is the solid rock upon which we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. It was true back in the days when Psalm 46 was written, days that were filled with war and bloodshed for the people of Israel. It was true in the days of the apostles and the martyrs, the ones who gave their life, spreading the gospel, fulfilling the Great Commission to make disciples of all nations. It was true in the days of the Reformation, when the world was turned upside down by this lowly monk from Wittenberg in Germany. It's true in the days of Ferris Caston, our dear sister in Christ, whose ironclad faith allowed her to stand with confidence upon the promises of her Lord and Savior for 95 years of earthly life and now for an eternity in heaven. So now may it be true for us, for the rest of our days as well. May our hope be built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, because when every earthly prop gives way, he then is all our hope and stay. In the name of Christ, our rock and solid ground, to him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We will now turn to our next hymn, which is number 709, "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is."
Thank you.
Please stand for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord our God and Father who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace, Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy. Give to the family of Ferris Caston and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. Receive our thanks for Ferris and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection, he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life, and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Our closing hymn is A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, number 656.